Regina, the date has been set for the Saskatoon-Mewissin by-election. Premier Scott Moe has scheduled the by-election for Monday, September 26, to fill the legislature seat left vacant in June by the resignation of former NDP leader Ryan Mailey. It's important that Mewissin residents are represented in the assembly in the new fall session of the legislature that starts in October, Moe said in a news release Monday morning. Our government will be running on our record of a strong economy, key investments in Saskatoon and our recent announcement of balancing the budget, paying down debt and providing affordability relief for everyone in Saskatchewan. That's growth that works for everyone. The Sask Party is running Kim Groff as their candidate in Mewissin. Premier Moe was in Saskatoon with Groff to launch his campaign on Monday morning. NDP leader Carla Beck and the party's candidate Nathaniel Teade spoke to reporters about the by-election call during the noon hour. Beck made clear addressing affordability and healthcare pressures would be major issues for their party. I think people are seeing right through these political games, said Beck, referring to the timing of the recently announced $500 affordability tax credit. This is a government that is tired and given up on helping people. And that's why we're asking the people of Mewissin to send a message to Scott Moe by electing an energizing and strong MLA to represent their community in the legislature. The plan is for Beck to join Teade in campaign door knocking in the Mewissin riding later on Monday afternoon. Liberal leader Jeff Walters is also running in Mewissin. In a post on Twitter, Walters reacted to the by-election call by stating, "By-election has been called. It's time." The fourth candidate running in Mewissin is Buffalo Party candidate Mark Friesen. On Twitter, Friesen posted the following, "At Premier Scott Moe called a snap by-election to put all challengers on their heels, sick. Typical dirty old politics. This by-election is about the truth, integrity, and providing a voice of actual opposition in the hashtag Saskatchewan legislature that we presently do not have." He also posted, "The Liberal candidate is not going to do it. We've seen the NDP demand more tyranny. So, it's up to me and the At Buffalo Party SK to provide that opposition and that voice for so many in this province and in the riding of hashtag Saskatoon-Mewissin that do not have a voice." More candidates could potentially join the race before the nomination deadline closes.